This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, how you be? It's Hour 2. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Saturday night. Thank you for being here. 888-340-3373. The president has officially clocked over 100 days now in office. And I was stunned in reading some of the analysis of this. Not that I expected. Well, I was stunned by both, pleasantly surprised by seeing what some from the political left were saying, but also a little surprised at what I was seeing in the reverse as well. Anyway, my next guest and a fan favorite here at the Ladies Lounge in Hour 2 of Radio Night Live is Kristen B. Tate. She's a successful author and a Fox News commentator, and she was a regular contributor on that late night show, that Red Eye, over there on the Fox News Channel, but that's no longer more. But she is still here. Kristen B. Tate, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Kevin, thank you so much for having me.
Always fun to have you, lady. Now, let me ask you this this interesting question, because as we are having this conversation, I look up at my monitor, and the White House Correspondents' Dinner is going down, and, of course, there's no Mr. Trump there. He decided not to attend. I think some people might understand that, you know, he hasn't had, you know, the friendliest relationship with the press. What do you feel about him not being at the White House dinner tonight?
You know what, Kevin? I didn't even know that dinner was tonight until a couple hours ago. I think I saw something about it on Twitter. No one cares about this stupid dinner. This is a bunch of self-important journalists going to pat each other on the back and give themselves little awards. No one could care less about this dinner, and it's a good thing Trump didn't go. The media has been so unfair to him and to all Republicans, actually. And we finally have a leader who isn't going to go and sit there and smile and act like he likes the media. We finally have someone who's fighting back. So I say it's a good thing he's not at that dinner. Let them all sit there and pat each other on the back. But Americans couldn't care less, and Trump couldn't care less either. So I say more power to him.
Well, a lot of people don't even realize this. And I just I interviewed Ed Henry yesterday, the former president of the White House Correspondents Association. He was a president for 2012 to 13. And, of course, a familiar face in the Fox News hallways, as you and I are familiar with. And I said, Ed, you know, the president's not going. Does anybody care? And he said, no. He said, they really don't. He said, and, you know, to be candid, as unfair as they were during the campaign, he said, I don't really find it surprising that he's not interested in going. He said, but the sad thing about it is that the WCHA is really designed to give scholarships to up-and-coming journalists that are the next generation of media reporters and anchors and so forth. And he said the real losers of the whole thing is because it's become such a political event. It's become something that's been so politically divisive, depending on who's there, that it's completely overshadowed its original purpose, which was to shine a spotlight on how to help the next generation of media come up and do a better job in media. And he said, as a former president of the association, he said, I'm really saddened by that. Your reaction to that?
I agree with that. I mean, last year and all of the years that Obama was president, you had people like Kendall Jenner, that Kardashian kid, going to these dinners. What the heck does Kendall Jenner know about journalism or politics, for that matter? She probably didn't even know who the vice president was. You have all these celebrities going to this dinner. It turns into basically a big Hollywood affair and totally overshadows what it should really be about, which, again, is these scholarships.
Right.
So maybe it's a good thing that you know, the president is not going, and now you don't have a lot of celebrities going because maybe the folks there can actually focus on what they're supposed to be doing. But I got to tell you, Kevin, I'm still skeptical about the scholarships they're giving out. Most of the folks who go to this dinner are left-wing journalists, and they're probably breeding another generation of these left-wing journalists. So we'll see.
That's a distinct possibility, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have more faith in, like, the grassroots kind of citizen journalism we've been seeing that's kind of been countering the more establishment left-wing journalists.
Sure.
So we'll see what happens, but again, I don't really think it's a big deal that he's not at this dinner, and I think it's a good thing he's out on it.
If you're just joining us, that's the voice of Kristen B. Tate. She's a favorite here on Saturday nights, and she gets to join us every month or so, and always look forward to having her here. Kristen, I know that there hasn't been a large celebration of it in the media circles, but I saw you post something on Twitter, I think, a couple of weeks ago when you guys taped the last red eye on the Fox News channel. Your thoughts on the passing of that late night institution?
Such a bummer. I'm telling you, Kev, that was the only late night thing on cable like it. There was nothing else like that because it mixed comedy, politics. It was such an interesting show. You know, I've been on shows where you have really serious people like Bolton, and then they mix people like that, like him and Casey McFarland, with really funny comics who don't know a lot about politics. It's like the UFC of cable. It was hilarious and fun. The most fun show to go on, the most fun show to watch. So I'm super sad it's off the air now. And the fan base was great as well. The most fun, interactive fans in cable, in my opinion.
How did you feel about when Tom took over as anchor, replacing Greg? Because a lot of people felt like the show lost a little bit of momentum when Gutfeld was no longer part of it.
Well, I think that Tom is his own person. He's obviously different than Greg. But I think Tom was just as good, but in a different way.
Yeah.
Tom is a really sweet guy. He's witty. He's quick. He's funny. But obviously a much different feel from Greg. And, you know, if you look at the ratings were actually way up this year from last.
Oh.
So I think that their decision to cancel the show apparently had nothing to do with ratings. They want to move the channel in more of the direction of live news, which is sort of confusing because, I mean, I don't think they're going to be doing live news at 3 a.m., but regardless, the ratings were good, and I think Tom was a big part of that. He was a really talented host, but, yes, quite different from Greg.
Yeah, very different. A couple of things that I want to get into here, and one of them has to do with this story out of the City University of New York. Now, we talked about it in Hour 1 and took a lot of listener calls on it, but your reaction to a woman named Linda Sarsour being tapped as the commencement speaker for the School of Health at the City University of New York's college system, and your reaction to that, both as a woman and as an American.
Wait, who is speaking there?
Linda Sarsour. She was the Muslim organizer of the Women's March, and
You know, this really doesn't surprise me. It's saddening, but it doesn't really surprise me. What's going on with secondary education in this country is terrifying, but it's happening everywhere. I mean, last night I was on Tucker. We were talking about what's going on at Yale right now. The snowflakes there are marching and unionizing because the grad students there who already make $30,000 a year, get free housing, free tuition, free food, they think they deserve more money. There's just the whole college system across the country is just going the way of, like, Looney Tune leftism, and it's terrifying, and this is just another example of that. I mean, this woman shouldn't be speaking at their commencement, but I'm sure that all the students who are drinking the Kool-Aid there who have been indoctrinated for the last 4 years probably think it's great.
It's interesting you brought up the Yale story. There was a study that was revealed just a few weeks ago, and I'm trying to remember the specifics of it. I think it had to do with all Ivy League schools. But they have an endowment for the Ivy League in which I believe they have something like $156 billion banked. And on an average year, they still take in more taxpayer dollars than actual dollars from their student body, be it scholarship or paid tuition. And you're saying, well, wait a second, of all of the places on planet Earth, when you have an endowment of $156 billion for the Ivy League, and you've got kids that are paying, you know, whatever they're paying in tuition, and you're still taking more tax dollars than that. What's wrong with this picture? I mean, we're talking about, you know, in New York City public schools at the elementary level, sometimes they don't have enough textbooks to give one to every kid in the class. And the Ivy Leagues have $156 billion in reserve, and we're giving them more tax dollars than what the students are paying into. It just seemed absurd to me.
It's totally absurd. And I would be more sympathetic to this if the money were going towards actually preparing kids for the real world. But these Ivy League institutions are just pumping out little social justice warriors. Most of these kids, at least the ones who are studying the liberal arts, are basically getting their education and holding picket signs and marching. They're really not preparing themselves for the real world. And another thing that's really infuriating about these schools getting taxpayer funds is you go to these campuses. Like, if you just walk around Columbia or Harvard, you see them putting in these state-of-the-art institutions. Like, they're right. Building, like, gyms with rock climbing walls and stuff. Like, how is that conducive to a kid? You know, burning. It has nothing to do with actually learning.
But it sure is cool. Kristen Tate is our guest for the Ladies Lounge, and she'll continue with me after this short break. Coming back live from New York, it's Kevin McCullough.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, glad you're with us. Welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough's Radio Night Live, music by the Hot Sardines, and our guest for the Ladies Lounge, the lovely and amazing Kristen B. Tate. She was early on telling everyone in the country, hey, millennials are going to feel differently about this election than a lot of other people are. Kristen, you were right. I don't know that we've really given you enough credit for that. But we're 100 days into the Trump administration, and from your kind of scorecard of what millennials think and how they're reacting, how do you think he's doing so far?
Well, I personally think he's doing a good job, given what's been going on in Congress and how horribly they are doing. But I can tell you that millennials still don't like Trump. He needs more. We need more to give him more time. And I mean, I think millennials are only going to start liking Trump if he can deliver on his tax reform promise, because that's really what's going to get the job market booming again. And that's all millennials really care about is jobs.
Right.
So we got to give him more time in terms of, you know, getting the millennials on board. But from my personal perspective, I think he's doing a good job given the current situation. He's doing what he can by himself. You know, we've already seen border crossings decrease by 60%. We've seen him empower our law enforcement agents with some various orders that he's signed. I love that order he signed that said for every one new regulation passed, you've got to slash two.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing good things, but obviously I and all other Trump supporters are very disappointed in the Republicans because they failed to get health care reform through. And if they fail to get tax reform through, then we're really going to have some problems.
Well, and that was a 1-2 punch because if you understood the strategy, the health care reform was going to give them a baseline of $1 trillion to work from that then makes tax reform at least initially possible. And when you're talking about the tax reductions, you really wanted that health care reform to get through. Now, this week, the Freedom Caucus came and said, okay, we're ready to go. And it looks like it's going to be the Tuesday group, the more moderate group within the Republican Party that is not yet decided, though there are some that are saying that they think they can get them on this week. Where do you see this ending up in the next week to 2 weeks?
I just don't know. I really don't know. But I can tell you that if they can't get something through, Paul Ryan is done. He is done. He should have been done a long time ago. I mean, look at what happened with health care reform. Paul Ryan should have been crafting a bill on November 9th, the day after Trump won. But instead, he waited, and then he didn't even confer with the Republicans who cared most about the reform. And as you mentioned, it was incredibly important for them to do health care reform first because Obamacare is very expensive, but it also has all of its tentacles in the tax code. It would have given them a lot more money to play with while shaping tax policy, including the corporate tax rate.
Right.
And now they have failed on that, and it's making it much harder to do tax reform. So I've got to tell you, I'm not very optimistic, but we'll see what happens. They're saying that they can get something done, and I hope that they're going to deliver on that.
Well, one of the things they did this week that it will not be widely reported or reflected in terms of what's happened, but I think is somewhat significant, HHS is a department where, specifically under the Obamacare legislation, you had a lot of discretion. So the director of HHS gets to say what they will and won't spend money on. There's a lot that they can move around internally, bureaucratically. This is not a long-term solution to anything. But the administration did just hire my very good friend, Dr. Charmaine Yost, a regular contributor to this show, as his assistant secretary in the department. And she, I had a private conversation with her yesterday. She's already looking at ways to advise Secretary Price to try to move in that direction. So if you get some of the bureaucracy moving in the right direction and then flip that over and get Congress to actually do what they're there to do. And I agree with you. They ran for 8 years saying this is awful. We've got to get in office so that we can undo it and make it affordable and fair to everybody. And here, you know, 100 days in, and they haven't pulled it off yet. I mean, it's really astounding when you've had such a bully pulpit on the issue for a full 2 terms.
Oh, yeah. You know, they said they needed the Senate. They said they needed the House. They got both. And they said, oh, well, we need the presidency. They got the presidency. And now they're doing nothing. It's ridiculous. And Congress goes on vacation for 2 weeks, and then they come back and say they don't have enough time to work on tax reform. It's like, you guys just took 2 weeks off. It's ridiculous. These people are so worthless. We need to clean all of them out. Like, yeah. If I could wave my magic wand, they would all be gone, and we would replace them with new people who actually appreciate their jobs and work hard.
What are some things that you've and you know what? I was reading Doug Schoen. I think he's a mutual friend of both of ours, the Democratic pollster, and he had a very interesting piece out today in which he rated Trump in 6 different areas. He gave him an A+, a B-, an A-, a C, and another A-, and that's a pretty good report card for someone that did not support the president, at least in my way of thinking, and the C was for domestic policy. What are some areas that you feel like Trump has done above average on in terms of what you expected him to do from the beginning?
Okay, so the first and most important thing, I think, is what he is doing behind the scenes with Betsy DeVos in terms of empowering charter schools. That's huge. They're rolling out a big plan to empower folks who want to start charter schools in impoverished areas who in the past have not been allowed to do so. So I think that's a very important.
And that's
thing
just
that
one piece
on
of his urban renewal program, because what he's working with Ben Carson and Mike Lindell on in terms of infrastructure projects and bringing jobs back is also a key to that. But you got to get the education in those neighborhoods, and you got to get people working in those neighborhoods before those neighborhoods will begin to see the improvement.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm not a big fan of infrastructure projects, I gotta be honest. I mean, I know we need some of them in these inner cities. I think the education piece of the puzzle is the biggest one.
Sure.
I think that is critical. So that's one thing I think that Trump is doing right. Another thing that he's already done is empowering our law enforcement, especially our Border Patrol agents down in Texas. He's finally letting them do their jobs. I mean, my God, for the last 8 years, they haven't been allowed to do their jobs. And just having Trump in office and knowing that there is a new sheriff in town, that in and of itself sends a powerful message to the rest of the world, and I think that's part of why we have seen a 60% decrease of illegal border crossing.
Yeah.
So that's all great. The empowerment of law enforcement, again, that's another piece of the puzzle, too, in the urban, lifting up urban communities, is empowering law enforcement officers so that they can keep these communities safe. So that's another great thing.
What do you think? We're short on time, Kristen. What do you think of the Tomahawks, the Moab, and the moving the fleet over to North Korea? Are the crazy people on Earth finally starting to be a little bit afraid of America?
I think they are. I think they are. We finally have a leader who leads with strength, and everyone, all of our enemies, including North Korea, know there's a new sheriff in town, so I feel good about that.
It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. Kristen B. Tate, read her book, watch her on the Fox News Channel, and Kristen, thanks for stopping by again, as always. We love having you.
Coming on.
All right. It's Kevin McCullough coming back, taking your calls, 888-340-3373. And next week, Ashley Hayek will join us for the first time. Brand new voice.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Was just watching the opening of the comedian at the White House Correspondents Dinners Association, White House Association dinner. I can do this. Me speak him good English. I actually kind of feel bad for him. Because he's got one of the toughest gigs, and like, if you're controlling the news channels tonight, like, what do you do? you've always covered this event. It's kind of something that you cover that, that the other networks don't cover. You cover it because you have an exclusive. But I noticed that two of the three aren't even covering it. So C-SPAN and CNN, they've got an advantage because MSNBC and Fox are not there tonight. But he did just drop a good one. In an otherwise very rough opening monologue about the USA Today. And he said the USA Today is what happens when the coupon section takes over the operation of the newspaper. Actually, I thought that was pretty good. He said, either way, is this an article about global warming or 50% off Tide? Doesn't matter. The picture looks great. That's pretty good. But then he started in on the administration. I don't know. It's hard to do a roast about somebody that you expect to be there and to see their reaction from. Because now, whatever they do for the rest of the night, it's just going to come off looking like, well, they weren't really there. So it's just kind of cheap. It's just like another night at stand-up. You know, go to the improv or somewhere and somebody is throwing out the jokes. That's fine. The beauty of this has always been that the president has had to sit there and take it. And then he gets to say a little bit as well. And I actually loved, let's see, who was my favorite? Clinton was pretty good at it. He knew how to have a little bit of fun back and forth. Bush was really good at it because they just lampooned him. But he'd get up and do a 20-minute thing totally dogging himself. And by the end, everybody was so endeared to him, it was like, hey, Obama had no skin for it at all. They would do the tiniest little pinpricks of jokes, and he would just sit there and, like, not laugh. He'd like, face would be all straight and serious. And then he'd get up and he'd do it like a campaign speech, which wasn't the goal of the evening. The goal of the evening was to have a little fun. But anyway, so I don't know. I don't know how I feel about, we heard what Kristen said. I asked Ed Henry about this, and Ed may be on the show next Saturday. He's written this brand new book, 42 Faith. It's about Jackie Robinson. It's the untold other part of the story of the Jackie Robinson story. How God actually played a role in Ricky Branch's decision to put him on the Brooklyn Dodgers when he did, and it was actually a very insider kind of deal that Ed even stumbled across the information to be able to do the basis of the book. But I was way more interested in talking to him about the White House Correspondents Association, because they've done a lot of changes in the White House this year that I don't even know a lot of the public are aware of. For example, they have, for this year, for the first time, incorporated what they call virtual seats in the press room. And so instead of just having the main brokers of the different networks, your White House correspondent, you know, your chief White House correspondent covers it for your network. So NBC has one, and CNN, and Fox, and ABC, they've all got their guy. But instead of just having them and the magazines and newspapers that are allowed to have a seat in there, they have opened it up to, on a case-by-case basis, where they'll do Skype seats. And they'll have up to 4 to 8 available where an independent press organization or a newsroom in Timbuktu, North Dakota. Timbuktu is not in North Dakota. It's Montana. Which state is Timbuktu in? Anyway, I have to look it up. Ask Siri. But wherever they're at, you know, hey, it's Fairbanks, Alaska. Let's go to Joan. And there she is, you know, in the middle of May with her turtleneck on, and she's saying, hey, Mr. President. And it's I think it's cool because you've got a lot of really qualified news editors in these newsrooms coast to coast that never get to ask some of the questions that they've had on their mind. And so the fact that the administration has opened that up and made that more accessible, I really think is good for the overall nature of the news business. Our nation's quality of journalism has dramatically suffered in the last 15 years. Dramatically. The level of what we used to put into hardcore journalism, making sure we were getting the facts and the stories right, it's not even close to where it used to be. And if we can do some competitive things where it's harder to get established and kind of entrenched in these places, you got to be more competitive. You got to write better for it. I'm all in favor of that. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. But we'll monitor the correspondence dinner a little bit while we finish out the evening, and we'll take your calls. But you got some thoughts on any of this? 888-340-3377. 888-343-4040.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Watching on Viz TV, that's Times Square, a live shot. And man, is it packed tonight, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Kevin McCullough, by the way, welcome. It was a beautiful day verging on a dreadedly hot day in New York. And depending on, you know, how much walking you had to do. But it's a beautiful night, and it's obviously appearing that way in Times Square. Want to say thank you to Mike Lindell and the MyPillow team. They help us bring you this broadcast every single week. And Mike has done something for me that nobody else has ever been able to do. First of all, he's guaranteed me the best night's sleep of my life for the rest of my life. Now, that's a pretty amazing guarantee, given the fact that for the first 45 years of my life, I had very inconsistent sleep. But Mike's coming to the area next week, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. He's actually going to be appearing at an event that I'll be moderating. We're going to do a 100 Days of Trump event. Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Eric Metaxas will all be appearing. We'll be discussing, we'll be talking about what he's done well, what he could do better, et cetera, et cetera. But Lindell is one of those people that will be there with us. But back to the sleep. 2 years ago when I got my first MyPillow, and he sent me one, and I looked at it, and I rolled it out on my bed, and I said, you got to be kidding me. This is what will guarantee me the best night's sleep of my life. And it turned out that that was exactly the case. I left it for a couple of hours, went off, put the kids to bed, talked with the lovely bride for a while, came back. It had puffed up so that the internal fill that works on the inside of the pillow had expanded to its proper height. And then because it interlocks on the inside of the pillow, as you mush it into the position that you want under your neck and head, it holds that position all night long. So, very first night, I go into the deepest sleep of my life. It's called REM cycle. And your body is restoring your brain and your organs and the blood flow and everything. And it's resetting everything so that when you wake up the next morning, your body's in the perfect position to begin its day again. And I got that the first night. I was like, that's crazy. There's no way that can happen every night. And every night since, for more than 2 years, when I've used the MyPillow. Now, a handful of occasions, I've been somewhere without one. And I've tried to correct that. I now have the travel go anywhere. I stick it in the side of the bag and take it with me. But Mike Lindell is insistent upon making sure that you have the best night's sleep of your life. So here's what he's offering tonight. You get a premium pillow, and you order two premium pillows, queen or king, either one. Then he's also going to have you order the go-anywhere pillows, four pillows total, but he's going to give them to you for the price of half the cost. So the cost of one of the premiums and one of the go-anywheres is what you pay for the full four-pack, but only if you use my promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Now, I told you earlier my sister's in town. She's a emergency room nurse. We were talking about this, and she was telling me how her Fitbit tells her, like, how many minutes she sleeps during the night and, like, when she's disturbed and all the rest of this stuff. And I'm like, man, I got to get her a whole set of my pillows, because the night that she starts getting that REM cycle sleep, that Fitbit's going to lose a job. It's just going to be out of work. If you haven't yet gotten one, buy one tonight, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. And thanks to Mike and the good people at My Pillow for doing just that. All right. So I was telling a little bit earlier about the 100 days analysis of a Democratic pollster by the name of Doug Schoen. Now, if you know Doug, he's an older guy. He's been around forever. I think he worked as far back as the Kennedy days. I might be wrong about that, but I think he did. I think he was just an early young guy back then. But he has consulted and done polling for most of the Democratic presidents and candidates. So he worked for the Carter administration. He did some things for the Clinton administration. He helped Hillary in her run for Senate. He helped her with both runs for president. He had not done things formally for Obama, but he was very supportive of President Obama. And this is how he rated the president's first 100 days. And the title of the article that he wrote is What Democrats Won't Admit About His First 100 Days. On foreign policy, and I would be interested in knowing if you agree or disagree with this Democratic voice, a guy who did not support nor vote for Donald Trump, if you agree or disagree with him. He says on foreign policy, Trump gets an A+. And this has a lot to do with his willingness to demonstrate strength so far. So what are we talking about? Well, the Tomahawk missiles on the ISIS guys in Syria, the Moab on the ISIS compound in Afghanistan, the basically telling China, get off your duff and make North Korea, like, shape up. And I still got to think that there was some awesome moment at Mar-a-Lago when the Chinese premier is sitting there having dinner with him, and he goes, excuse me, I have to go do this press conference and tell them why I'm dropping missiles on the bad guys, the ISIS guys, the really bad guys. I'll be right back. And he gets up and he excuses himself and he goes and does the thing, comes back and, you know, the Chinese premier's still sitting there. It's like, oh, so that's how you're going to handle it. Yeah, that's how we're going to handle it. We're going to drop the missiles and then we're going to tell him you got to play nice. By the way, the Moab missile strike. And the Moab strike and the Tomahawks, in both of those back-to-back drops, killed in excess of, now we know, 200 ISIS guys, which is kind of cool. There's 200 less ISIS members walking around on planet Earth because we found them and got them. My brother-in-law is in the Navy. He flies the F-18. I've told you all this. During the engagement process over the last 8 years, when we have found large portions of ISIS together, they will send radio back and say, can we get clearance to engage? We want to drop bombs on these guys. They're all in this one farmhouse in the middle of, you know, nowhere Syria, and we want to drop the missiles on them. Can we? Average response time from the White House on those requests were 1 hour and 10 minutes. Now, I don't know if you think that the ISIS dudes, once they hear the jets overhead, if they didn't go, oh, those are American jets. Oh, we're safe. We'll just stay right here. No, they get in their cars and like cockroaches, 55 different directions. Boom, they're out of there. We never dropped anything on them because as soon as they knew we were there, they were gone. And by the time we get word back, yes, you can proceed, then they were completely out of it. So on foreign policy, Schoen gives him an A. On domestic policy, and I mentioned this with Kristen, he gets a C. And most of this has to do with Obamacare. Pledged to repeal and replace, couldn't get the caucus in the House of Representatives to work together, and in the process just irritated most of the people that had supported him. Now, remember, those congressional guys, they had bad ratings before this election, but they were hoping that this president was going to be able to get more out of them in the House of Representatives. It didn't really look like it turned out that way.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Glad you're with us. Live shot of Times Square there, if you're watching on Biz TV. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you. Okay, so the research department went to work on it. Timbuktu. So it is not an American. It's not in America. We don't have a state that has a Timbuktu. It's from the island nation of Mali. Situated, it's a historical, still inhabited city. Situated 20 kilometers north of the River Niger. Okay. And there's a bunch of different ways you can pronounce it. Timbuktu. Four different ways to get to it, anyway. The things you learn on Saturday nights with Kevin McCullough. It's just not, you would not be able to live this next week if you didn't know that. All right, so back to Doug Schoen, the Democratic strategist who has raided the president's first 100 days. He then went to the Supreme Court. Now, this is the first one I kind of dicker with Schoen on, because I agreed his domestic policy has been kind of the one lagging the train, and on foreign policy we're doing quite well. But the Supreme Court, he only gave him a B-plus on. And I'm like, Doug, you don't understand what Trump voters wanted from his Supreme Court picks. He could not have picked, from their perspective, a better constitutionalist than the guy that helped side with Little Sisters of the Poor in the Obamacare case. I mean, this is everything that the people that had been irritated with how the court had been going in recent years wanted in their picks. So he says it's a B+. I'm going to say it's an A+. For if what you're doing is you're talking about his promises to his own voters, which is how Doug is rating all of this. He then gives him an A- on regulations, trade, and jobs. And this is, I can understand some of this. In large measure, he's already started rolling back many of the regulations that were just put into place through executive orders. Those were easy. 200-plus regulations already rolled back. But there were 19,000 of them that were put into place over the course of the previous 8 years. So if you're going to get small businesses in particular growing again, you're going to have to do that at an accelerated rate. He also just this week said he's not going to completely kill NAFTA, but he is going to renegotiate it. So Canada and Mexico are going to have to be more fair in how they handle it. On immigration, B+, Mr. Schoen gave him, and that's because you're getting border crossings down, as we were talking about with Kristen earlier, and she kept saying 60%. Some have said as high as 73%, depending on which part of the border that you're at. So it'll be interesting. Today was day number 100 for the president in office, and he starts, you know, this next week heading in the direction of the ensuing 100 days, and we'll see what happens there. My hope is you get the Obamacare done, you get the tax reform done, and you begin to roll the rest of those regulations back. I think the economy is going to get white hot, and it's going to be really, really fun to see a lot of good people getting great jobs and enjoying life as we always hoped that they would. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thank you for spending the last 2 hours with us. If you're watching on Biz TV, just hold on, because we start right all over again. We do it all over from start to finish. Otherwise, we will see you next week back on Radio Night Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.